By this point, I'm sure you're tired of hearing the whining about Lauren Southern and Patreon. Hell, I'm tired of it, but I'm still talking about it. Does anyone remember when the Trump and Fuhrer got elected? I, the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, I came to you on this podcast and I said to my millions and millions of fans, I said, hey, now that the right wing, and yes, I acknowledge Donald Trump is not a Republican, but the right wing, the conservative, and especially with all of the, what was it, House and the Senate were both taken by the Republicans. I said, look, you Republicans, you right wingers, you're in charge now. It's time for you to fucking man up and do something. And it's also time, because now you have power, it's time for me to start making fun of you a little bit more often. Because when Obama was the fucking Lord and Savior, and you know, all you hear is social justice warriors, it's you go for what's there. But now it's your turn. And here we are, making fun of you because you're stupid. Commentary from the Peanut Gallery over on the videos. This is on the video, Patreon, CEO of Patreon, his little video about why he took Lauren down. This one person writes, you took down Lauren's Patreon account, which is for her YouTube account. Her videos have nothing to do with Defend Europe, the Defend Europe campaign, other than talking about it or referencing it. No, he took, whether you like it or not, he's saying he took her account down because of her actions. He does the idea that she's the money only goes to making YouTube videos. Hey guys, making YouTube videos doesn't cost money. All you need is a camera, which she probably already owns, internet connection, she already owns, and then the YouTube is free. That doesn't cost money. The money is financing what she does. And the little ball-headed gay social justice warrior guy, whom I can make fun of all day also, but in this case happens to be right. I know you think that SJWs are never right. Once in a while, right, there's this comment up here. Where's this other one? Here we go. Oh, goody, a new buzzword salad. Manifest observable behavior. Right? No, I agree that it sounds word salady, buzzwordy. I said that in my previous episode of Anarchy Moment. It sounds like something that comes out of the HR department. But you judge people by what they do, not what they say. Lauren said she didn't participate in the operations. There she was participating in the operations. She lied. Is that talking or is that an action? It's a little bit of both. Her action was going out on a boat and blocking these ships. Now, there's these other, well, let's see. Okay, here we get to this. Here's another comment. Except they didn't disrupt a refugee ship. They were going to pick up refugees and send them back to their country. These NGO boats are not rescue boats, you idiot. They are actively importing people into Europe illegally. Human trafficking operations are being done in Libya because of these NGO boats. Your politics is absolutely why you banned Lauren's account. You are holding the purse strings over people's heads in order to get them the way and act in a way you agree with. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, this alone is why I hope Patreon fails until their behavior changes. Well, their behavior is not going to change. Okay, first of all, the whole, as I said in the previous video, we can have the debate over what the boats are doing and all this other horse shit. They may not. Once again, please understand. Okay, let's do this real quick. Please understand this. I don't give a fuck about Europe, okay? I'm not even Captain Save-A-Hoeing the United States, and I live here. The idea that I'm going to go fucking Captain Save-A-Hoe Europe? We, the royal we, the money of the United States of America's taxpayers, the young men from the United States of America went to Europe in World War I and World War II and died to Captain Save-A-Hoe Europe from the Germans. Okay? No, there needs to be, we, the royal we, the United States of America, the taxpayers of the United States of America, the young men, no more trannies, thanks to Donald Trump, the one thing he did, thank you, Donald Trump, for kicking the trannies out of the military, thank you. My God, thank you. The young men and the taxpayers of the United States of America are still in Europe defending Europe from the Soviet Union, which doesn't even fucking exist anymore. Okay. No, I am not interested in defending Europe. Fuck Europe. I am not Captain Save-A-Hoeing Europe. Europe needs to fucking Captain Save-A-Hoe its fucking self. Let me ask you this. This here, get ready to get triggered. This is going to trigger the fuck out of you. Because we, the royal we, the American taxpayer and the American young man, died in World War II to save Europe from the Nazis. Let me ask you this question. If Europe had been conquered by Nazi Germany and right now was under a Nazi regime, you think the Nazis would let Muslims come in and rape their women? Let me say that again slowly for those of you who think there's no way he could have said that. If Europe had been conquered by Nazi Germany in World War II, and in the year 2017 of our Lord and Savior, the Trumpenfuhrer, was controlled by a Nazi government, do you think the Nazi government would allow Muslims to come to their country and rape their women? Oh, you're triggered now, aren't you? Oh, goddamn, you're triggered. You are so fucking triggered. Hey, you know, why don't you take all that rage and go get a fucking job? We'll talk about that in a minute. No, fuck Europe. I don't give a flying fuck what these boats are doing or not doing. I don't give a fuck what fucking, who are these faggots? Fucking Defend Europe is fucking doing. I don't give a fuck what Lauren Southern is doing over there. In her video, where she's like, I don't know why they banned me, she said she didn't participate. There's video and audio of her participating. She fucking lied. It's Patreon's fucking thing. Patreon can ban anybody they want for any fucking reason. That's called freedom. It's something you fucking stupid alt-right faggots claim you support. But like everybody else, you love freedom, except when freedom doesn't work in your fucking favor. Now, you could just go somewhere else beside Patreon. You could go to the right-wing version of Patreon. Oh, wait. There is no right-wing version of Patreon because none of you right-wing faggots have started one. Because you can't start one because, number one, you don't have any money because none of you have jobs. And number two, you're too busy going on the YouTube whining and fucking leaving comments on this guy's fucking channel about how Lauren Southern is a goddess and you're just butthurt and you're left, you're liberals. Because nobody knew that Patreon was run by a bunch of liberals. Gosh, thanks guys. We couldn't figure that out on our own. You're so fucking amazing. Why don't you guys, instead of all the fucking whining and the butthurt, why don't you go start your own version of Patreon? We know the answer, because none of you can get jobs. You can't shut up about the free... Guys, fucking, I've said this before. You're not going to save Western civilization. You can't even get a job. And as I said in the previous episode, all of you alt-right people who are using Patreon, which is a left-wing status social justice warrior organization, you are making money for Patreon by using Patreon. You are funding your enemies. Not only can you not get a fucking job, but you're so goddamn dumb that you are funding the people who are your enemies. Another comment. You think it's a rescue boat, but it's not. The reason why people drowned is because they expect that someone is coming to rescue them. They will stop drowning themselves when nobody is rescuing them. What these rescue boats are doing is human trafficking. It's illegal. It's not the same as blocking the door to a hospital. Okay. Don't necessarily disagree with that. Sure. I mean, that these illegal immigrants, they want to get to whatever country these boats are taking them to. Sure, you go out there and you flounder in the water and you expect the boat. That could all be legit. Once again, doesn't fucking matter. Once again, here are the relevant points. Number one, Lauren Southern lied in her video when she said she wasn't involved. Number two, Patreon can do whatever the fuck Patreon wants with Patreon's fucking website. Number three, all you right-wingers could go use the right-wing version of Patreon anytime you want to. Number four, there is no right-wing version of Patreon because none of you fucking right-wingers can even get a job, much less start your own fucking website. Speaking of that, over on Aaron Cleary's video titled Laura Southern and Patreon, somebody, her name's Lauren, not Laura. That doesn't invalidate his argument. Okay? It could be. I saw this quote on one of the touring shows that comes through the theater. The guy had this quote on his workbox, and it said something to the effect of, "Sometimes I like to call people by the wrong name just to let them know how little I care about them." And I read that and I thought, that's kind of brilliant. It doesn't really matter what her name is. It doesn't fucking matter, guys. Okay, here's the comment. So Clary's talking about how you should use PayPal instead of Patreon. Here's the response. "Because it's not the exact same service and you don't know what you're talking about, which you make apparent in your own video. Patreon allows for members-only type content and messaging, which is not part of PayPal. PayPal is even worse than Patreon when it comes to their ability to completely freeze your account with zero recourse, and they keep your money. Patreon, on the other hand, only makes transactions, some of which are based on per video, others per month. You don't know what you're talking about." Okay, first of all, PayPal can only freeze your money if you leave your money in PayPal. I've talked about this before, but it's okay though. Right winger, don't listen, because you're in your mom's basement and you voted for Trump and you have fucking pictures of Lauren Southern on the wall and you jack off while watching her videos and you know everything. If you have a PayPal account, you don't leave the fucking money in it. You take the money out and you put it in your bank account as soon as it shows up. Then PayPal can't fuck you over. Now, so Patreon allows for members-only content. You know what else allows for members-only content? Having your own website. Why don't you just go get your own website? Oh, wait a minute. I know why you don't have your own website. Because to have your own website, you have to buy a domain name and you have to buy website hosting. To buy a domain name and to buy website hosting, you have to have money. To have money, you have to get a job, don't you? I, the great one himself, I have fucking been buying my own goddamn fucking website hosting for over 12 fucking years. The only money I've ever made on my podcast is when Aaron Cleary paid me for advertising. How is it that a total fucking anarcho-capitalist, in your eyes, loser, faggot, fuckwad, according to you alt-writers, I am sure I am a giant piece of shit. You fucking probably hate me in a multitude of ways. How is it that I can afford to buy a website and you can't? You're going to save Western civilization, but you can't even afford website hosting. You know what you're going to do? You're not going to do a fucking thing. You're going to sit, you're going to whine on the internet, and you're going to post your little memes, and that's it. You're a bunch of goddamn losers.